Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
1246, it's a time check brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales in Pine Creek. Join the fan Monday night, November 17th. It's a toast to the fan at the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino. We're celebrating winning our Marconi Award for Large Market Station of the Year. Wouldn't be possible without you. So the fans buying, and that's true, it literally would not be possible without you. The fan is buying the first 300 guests a drink. Come raise a glass with us. Hang out with your favorite hosts, including Donnie Football, and celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh Sports Radio. Can't wait to see you there. Come say hello from 6 to 8 p.m. Donnie, you're going to be there, right?
I will.
You looking forward to it? I sure am.
I am. Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
We still need to have a locker room type celebration with champagne and cigars. Would you agree on that?
Yeah, I do think that's coming down the road. I don't know if a date has been decided yet.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Limits, it's time for Bechtold's Breakdown.
I will also be there on Monday. The Bechtold Breakdown is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating, our good friend
Seems
Jake.
Seems like Limits felt left out there, Donnie.
You didn't ask him how excited he was, that's why.
I'm sorry, Limits. I know that you'll be there as well.
Our friend Jake of Southside Plumbing and Heating brings us the Bechtold Breakdown for today. Aaron Donald is returning to Pitt. He'll have his number retired by the Panthers. And also, Joe, he will be the celebrity guest picker for ESPN College Game Day. Did they get it right? This is the original thought that I had. It just made the most sense with Donald. Who would you have liked to have seen be the celebrity guest picker?
Huh. You can't go wrong with Aaron Donald. Are you kidding me, Limits?
Right.
It's a great pick.
It is a very good pick.
Now, I mean, Tony Dorsett also, it's the 50th anniversary, I believe, of his 303-yard game against Notre Dame. I don't know if he's coming in for the game or not.
Rumors are he is.
Can't go wrong there either. Those are two of the greatest players in Pitt football history. But yeah, Aaron Donald, what a stud, huh, Donnie?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to Pitt guys, to me, it would have been Aaron Donald, Tony Dorsett. If you want to throw Dan Marino and Larry Fitzgerald into that conversation, any of those four. I mean, did you want to see a former Pitt legend, or did you want to see like an actual celebrity from Pittsburgh? Austin, what do you prefer on that show?
I would rather have it be a legend of the school.
Me too.
You know, somebody that, you know, like Donald, like Larry Fitz. Donald makes the most sense because he's getting the number retired, and it just ties into the whole entire day. Like, LeVar Arrington was the celebrity guest picker when I was up there for Penn State, Oregon earlier this year. Like, they had Keegan Michael Key last year. I don't really know if I like that, but with Pitt getting game day back, I would have liked to seen them try to bring two people on. I know that's kind of out of the realm.
I also wonder if they will try to get somebody that has Notre Dame ties involved. Like, do they reach out to Jerome Bettis or something, who was a Hall of Fame Steeler. He was a Hall of Famer at Notre Dame.
Now Donnie's thinking, huh?
And I know from like a celebrity aspect, like if Shane Gillis pops up on Saturday, I wouldn't be stunned at all wearing his Notre Dame jacket.
The boss would have made sense to just try to connect the city and Notre Dame and all the above, but I think the Pitt
people
would have
gotten annoyed.
Maybe Joe
Montana. He doesn't like coming back to town, though.
No.
Why does he hate coming back to town?
Heard things like that.
I mean, that's kind of strange.
That's
to me.
A good question. Oh, limitless wonder.
Yeah. Well, Pat Narduzzi, he sparked a controversy earlier this week by talking about, is this a must-win game for the Panthers?
Absolutely not. It is not an ACC game. I'm glad you brought that up. It's not an ACC game. I gladly get beat 103 or 110-10 in that game. They can put 100 up on us as long as we win the next two after that. But again, our focus is on Notre Dame and getting as many wins as we can.
Well, nobody asked what Urban Meyer thought of this, but we'll tell you anyway. Urban on his Triple Option podcast said, that's AI. He didn't say that. No.
That's a good
BS.
Quote.
He didn't say that. That's AI. That's that fake stuff. What the hell are you talking about? I talked to him, and that's a great coach, man. Intense sucker. I'm telling you, it's AI.
Donnie, the more I think about it, I don't care what Narduzzi's intentions were. Can you imagine Urban Meyer saying that at Ohio? Any other coach saying that? Whatever the context is, hey, you know what? We're playing Notre Dame, the highest profile school in America. But you know what? We could lose 110-10.
I can't even imagine a lot of high school coaches saying that, Joe. Like they're playing a non-section game that happens to
right.
be big. I mean, like here's a game, for instance. Now, it ended up being a game that wasn't too far off, but like Pine Richland when they play Central Catholic or Pine Richland when they play North Allegheny.
Right.
And the game really doesn't matter. It's just a rivalry between both of the schools. Like, I can't imagine any of those coaches involved, who were all great ones, going into it and saying, like, hey, guys, I don't care if we lose this one by 100 points. What matters is the next two. But, I mean, we dove into that quote to start the show. I think it was an off-kilter way of taking the pressure off of his team and pushing even more on Notre Dame, but probably a thought that would have been better left inside.
But the more I think about that, Donnie, you're trying to get to the college football playoff here. You're supposedly, or at least desiring to be, a college football player, right? Like you want to be a player and get somewhere. Welcome the pressure. Bring it on. Never, ever say, hey, we could get beat up by 100 in this one. The next two are the big ones. It's Notre Dame.
Because you also want to have more and more games like this.
Yes.
You want to have a big time feel, a big fight feel around your game. You want to have the game in town that people are upset that they're missing or they won't be able to watch on TV. I mean, I'll be completely honest. Given the Saturday schedule that I usually have, that Austin usually has, some of us are out calling, Division III football games. We have a big high school day tomorrow. I'm normally not all that affected that I am missing a Pitt game or missing the start of a Pitt game that I can get home to and watch
right.
the second half of. I'm upset I can't watch that game tomorrow.
Me too.
In real time.
I'll see the first hour of it before I go on the air at 1:00.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
One of the most incredible quotes anybody's ever heard. To his credit, Narduzzi said he was, I'm trying to take the pressure. Well, I guess to his credit, I'm trying to take the pressure off, but he said, I said it in a clumsy way. Just, yeah. It was a quote. Nick Kostos had the quote ready, for God's right. sakes.
In the backdrop of College Game Day, with the city in the background, I tweeted it out. Ryan Rosewear of Pitt gets the credit for that. Oh my gosh, it looks cool. I think it's the best backdrop we've ever seen for College Game Day. Looks pretty sweet. Next, the Pirates have announced that they are going to give away on April 18th a Paul Skenes Cy Young bobblehead. Now, one of the big controversies last year when the line was wrapped all the way to downtown, shout out my friend Blizz, friend of the show Blizz, Donnie, you know him.
Yep.
Helped out with my Paul Skenes bobblehead. He pointed this out to me, that the bobblehead has legs, and last year's bobblehead had no legs, and it was a huge, huge talking point for Pirates fans. The bobblehead didn't have legs.
Oh, now that means the line for that game will be starting right outside of our building. It'll run from Green Tree all the way down to the ballpark.
That's just a side point. The bobblehead that the Pirates put out there, it's Skenes in a black Pittsburgh script jersey with the Cy Young Award on the bobblehead. That's April 18th.
I kind of like that idea, actually. Don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and they're going to get a ton of people for that game. I don't even know. Do you have it up who they play on April 18th? Like, if they happen to also play a team that either has a big following or is close by. Like, last year it was a perfect storm for them, that Paul Skenes bobblehead, because it was a Saturday game, a 4:05 first pitch, which is, you know, I think, the best time on a weekend, certainly a Saturday, to start a game. It was very good weather, and they were playing the Cleveland Guardians, so people made that easy trip in, and they got an easy, you know, almost 40,000 in there, and plus there were people lined up for miles down the road to get this bobblehead, whether they stayed for the game or not.
It is a Saturday against the Tampa Bay Rays in the middle of April.
So not a team with a great following, but, I mean, you get a Saturday, like, 4:05 game, and if the weather is nice.
Maybe Chris Archer throws out the first pitch.
Shane
Baz. What if they brought in Chris Archer, Shane Baz, Tyler
Austin
Glasnow,
Meadows.
And Austin Meadows to combine on the first pitch?
That would be legendary.
Archer could throw it to Meadows. He'd hit a homer and then rinse and re. That would be tremendous.
And the other two guys would strike him out.
Neil Huntington could announce it. Thank you, Limits.
So I have one more quick one, because I am angry, Donnie. I am angry at the voters for the American League MVP award.
Ooh.
This was Cal Raleigh's award that he should have won, man. The greatest season ever by a catcher in Major League Baseball history. Aaron Judge had a great season. I'm not trying to dispute that. But Raleigh, who also is a gold glover at catcher, hits 60 home runs, has more RBIs than Judge, is definitely more impactful to his team than Aaron Judge is to the Yankees. Cal Raleigh single-handedly took the Mariners to Game 7 of the ALCS and was just a couple of innings away from going to the World Series before George Springer hit a monstrous home run. I think that Raleigh was robbed and was absolutely deserving of the MVP.
Come on.
Robbed.
You can want and think that maybe he should have won it, but Aaron Judge became the third player in the history of baseball to win a batting title and hit 50 home runs.
Wonderful. How many catchers hit 60 home runs in a season before?
He joined Mickey Mantle and Jimmy Fox. I respect the opinion that you think Raleigh should have won, but I don't respect the idea that this is some kind of outrage and he was robbed, Donnie.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Judge is going through an all-time run, and, you know, outside of home runs and runs batted in, I mean, he was the best in baseball in so many different categories. The guy hit .331. On base of .457, slugging was almost .700, OPS was 1144. OPS plus was 215. I mean, listen, I was in the same boat as you, Austin. Like, it would have been cool to see Cal Raleigh win, because that may be, like, I don't think we're ever going to see Cal Raleigh do that again.
No, it's not going to happen.
So
I think they respected him.
So you feel bad.
I feel bad, too. I love that guy. I love watching him. And I would have been okay if he won, but I wouldn't have voted for him.
Judge,
I think the voters respected him. It was 355 to 335 with all those points.
Yeah, it was very close.
Donnie, you just mentioned it. Limits. Judge won the batting title in the American League, and he topped the majors in on-base percentage, slugging percentage, and obviously OPS by a huge margin. He was the best hitter in baseball.
Isn't the MVP award supposed to be the player that is most valuable to their team?
All right, then give it to Skeens.
If you take Aaron Judge off the Yankees, they still have Cody Bellinger, they still have Torres, they still have an electric lineup. If you take Cal Raleigh out of the Mariners lineup, I think it partly falls apart. Sure, they have Julio Rodriguez and Eugenio Suarez for half the year.
Where are the Tigers if you got rid of Skubal?
That's why Skubal won the Cy Young.
Why not the MVP then?
He got MVP votes. But he's not a player that plays every single day. That's why Skeens didn't win the MVP.
An all-time great player having an all-time great season for a really good team, I don't think should be penalized for that.
I do think that definition does help a player like Cal Raleigh, but you could also make the same thought, I feel, for like, okay, if you took off the Dodgers, they're still going to be a great player or a great team because they have so many other guys. But the guy is just so overwhelmingly good. And listen, I do feel for him because Raleigh's never going to have a season like this again. And there's a very real chance Aaron Judge just does this again in 2026. Very quick note, by the way. Somebody shot this to me on Twitter. And a thank you to RobDog039 on Twitter. They do have more than one special guest tomorrow than just Aaron Donald on that program. Tony Dorsett and Jerome Bettis.
There you go. There we go.
Very nice, Donnie.
Nice one, Donnie.
Thank you for letting me indulge you in the Bechtel breakdown.
That was a great breakdown.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.